now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to the Catch Me Outside girl.
Uh-oh.
Dear Catch Me Outside girl, seriously? If you don't know who the Catch Me Outside girl is, then you should know that the internet is for more than just learning things. Most of us use the internet to find out stupid stuff that's happening in the world and porn. Lots and lots of porn. And the thing about Catch Me Outside girl is that she is currently the former, and we can all agree that she'll soon be part of the latter. Catch Me Outside Girl is a young lady who appeared on the Dr. Phil show. She was very feisty and basically told anyone in the crowd and anyone watching at home if they wanted an ass whooping to wait until they saw her outside somewhere.
Catch her.
By uttering the now famous phrase, catch me outside. Then, once the internet got a hold of her, a star was born. At first, I thought when she was saying catch me outside that if you caught her, you got to keep her gold teeth like some sort of white trash leprechaun. And can we all be honest, if this girl was some homely, chubby dumpster, no one would care about her. But since she is clearly going to be hot when she's over 18, everybody is into her. Okay, now can we be really, really honest? This catch me outside girl is 13, and she already has the boobs and body of a 25-year-old. And the mental capacity of an 8-year-old, which makes her the envy of every 45-year-old man anywhere. Enjoy your fame while it lasts, Catch Me Outside Girl, because we're all pretty sure your 15 minutes of fame will end with drugs, porn, or murder, but most likely all three. So say hi to Honey Boo Boo, wave to teen mom turned porn star Farrah Abraham, give a shout out to Chewbacca Mask Lady, and no matter how your fame gets snuffed out, just know that we are all hoping it lasts at least 5 more years so we can cash your porn, which no doubt will be called Catch Me Inside, the Catch Me Outside Girl. I'm Galvin from the Mike Calta Show, and this has been an open letter to the Catch Me Outside Girl.
Awesome.
Oh, that poor kid.
Yeah, yeah.
That poor kid.
That poor adult. She's an adult now.
She is now.
And she is just what we predicted. Doing porn.
I mean, we nailed it.
By the way, she was only 13?
Only 13 then, yeah.
Because when she...
She first came out, I think she was like 13.
On the show.
On the show. And then like started really, and then we were like, oh my God, she's only 15.
Yeah. Oh.
And now, you know, she just turned 18.
Think of how brilliant she is.
No.
Yeah.
Think how lucky she is.
She said, they said to her, what do you say? What do you say to the girls that say you're just a little whore? And she said, I'll tell them catch me outside. Doctor Phil didn't even know what'd she say?
Mm-hmm.
She said, catch me outside. I'll whip your ass outside.
But her rap album actually sold, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I like some of her songs.
Enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't bad. I want to tell you about my friends at Team Borum. Team Borum is just selling houses like mad. And I'm trying to do two things. One, I'm trying to move my friend Robert Kelly here. And then I'm trying to find a place at the beach. And I got them doing both of those things. That's the way to do it. If you're looking to buy, sell, rent, you want to know what your options are, Team Borum is who you need to contact, especially if you're trying to sell, because this market right now, you may be like, oh, I hear it's a seller's market, so I can just put it on the internet and just sell that. Trust me, not only are you going to get screwed because you don't know everything that you're doing, but you don't even have an idea of what your home is worth, because are you marketing it to the right people? Are you getting it in front of these people who are relocating from New York and from California and all these places that are looking to move to Florida? You don't know, but Team Borum does. Team Borum will get it in front of the most people because they spend money on marketing and advertising, and they sell your home, and they sell it quick. Like last year, they sold over 200 homes alone, and the average agent only sells 4 homes, and they sold 200. Now, if you're looking to buy a home, you can see which ones they have listed. You can go to teamborum.com. That's Borham. And you can take a look, and it's everything from the $175,000 all the way up to the millions. I'm looking at some of the houses they have here. whether you're looking for a house, condo, and again, buy, sell, or rent. You want to know what your options are? With Team Borum, you have options. Call Jeff and his team today and let them take care of things for you. 866-308-7109 or simply go to teamborum.com. That's BORHAM.com and tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. Now, Galvin, we have the Templar contracting guys here.
I can hear.
They're in the background and they are working. They have a lot of things to do. What do you think the schedule is going to be to tear down this wall and double the size of this studio so we could all broadcast comfortably from here? How long do you think
completed
it'll take?
Product?
Yes.
Like, we're good. We're moved in and we're good to go.
Yes.
It is April 5th right now. I am going to give them a solid 2 weeks to get that done.
That is what they said, about two, maybe 2.5 weeks, because they have other things.
No, I already said 2 weeks.
Well, these guys, I think, will be done. But then we have to have electricians, and then the AVLT guys have to come in here. And I want this to look – I was very disappointed by Joe Rogan's studio. Not that it's not great for him, but for me, with a guy with his money and his listenership, he should have a nicer place, I think. And basically it looks like he has a mini airplane hangar, which, I don't know, some people are saying it's his temporary one. And either way, I'm knocking down this wall, and I want to make this badass. Like, when you walk in here, this is already badass. Now, when you're going to walk in now, you're going to be like, holy cow. So I'm really looking forward to the final product. But I need to, like I told the AVLT guys, I want them to look at, like, all these gamers that have built all these rooms. And I want it to be, not necessarily, I don't need all those purple lights and stuff. But I do want it to be, I want people to walk in and go, oh, this is awesome.
Right, you don't know? Want it to be time-sensitive tribal tattoo. You know what I mean? Like, yes. You don't want it to be.
You're absolutely right.
Damn. So
a year from now, go, oh, boy.
Catch me outside.
Yeah.
Right now we have a timeless look in here now. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of attic slash
Wayne's World. It's nice.
Where are you putting all the Funko Pops? You're moving those out, right?
Oh.
Well, this is right now. There's a little attic slash Cracker Barrel decor, and I'm not moving them out. I'm going to build. I haven't taken a lot of them out of their boxes because I'm going to build a little display thing for them. So you're going to love it, Calvin. I haven't gotten any. Oh, I got my two Kenny Powers out of the three. I got Kenny Powers with the sunglass eyes, the sunburn, and then I got my Kenny Powers with the sombrero doing the finger guns.
Yeah, that's the best.
But I'm still waiting on my braided hair Kenny Powers one. But it did make me start watching that show again.
So good.
Oh, my God.
So good.
I'm not trying to be the best at exercise.
Kenny
that show is
Powders.
That show is
Powers.
That first episode, that first season of that show was hilarious. The second one was monumental.
Yeah.
When they go to Mexico and Don Johnson.
Okay.
My God. The little midget guy.
Yeah.
It is one of the best shows ever.
Kenny, I didn't know you wanted all them fixings.
It's me, Stevie. Stevie Janowski. He's like, yeah, I knew you, Kenny. He's like, you do? We went to high school.
Yeah, we went to high school. Yeah.
I was a drum major.
You wanted the monster. The monster's here.
Oh, dude, that guy is great, man.
Has all the kids turn around so they're not looking at Kenny Powers when he's pitching.
My favorite is they show Kenny shows up for work, and he comes walking through the door, and all the kids cheer, and he's walking down the point. And it was all like in his head. None of it happened.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. All right, so here's what we have, Galvin.
Uh-huh.
I'm staring at the wall.
Okay.
On the other side of the wall, much like Family Feud, they've drawn three red boxes with X's in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a contest that I would like to start.
Okay.
I would like Joe, Spanish, and Gio to go on the other side of the wall and pick a box, and then when I say go, fight through the wall, and the first one through the wall wins.
Right. And now do they have any tools, or are they just Wolverine in it?
I mean, I punched a hole in the wall.
Uh-huh.
I think that they can punch a hole in the wall.
Well.
If you go to Instagram.com/TheMikeCaldaShow, you could see a picture of me punching the hole in the wall where I made it look like a Black Panther's head.
Yeah.
Is that right?
By the way, one of the guys...
Also, I just need to point out, when I say that, I'm not... It actually looks like the shape of the Black Panther mask.
Yeah.
There's no hidden racial undertones in that at all. It just looks like the Black Panther mask.
A guy on Twitter said, studs are 16 inches on center. Good luck not hitting a stud. And I go, who says we don't want him to hit a stud?
Right. Well,
let him run full force into a stud.
Fortunately, the Templar guys here drew out the boxes where there were no studs. So they're safely punching through the wall.
Yeah.
Did they do the joke with the stud finder where it beeps and they point it towards themselves and they go, I guess I found it.
No, they're cool. Right? All right, so Joe, are you good with this?
Yes, I am good with this. I don't think I'll be very successful.
Yeah, totally.
Gio?
Oh, 100%.
What I need is somebody to film that side, and then I'll film this side to break the, see who breaks through first.
All right.
Spanish, well, dip out there and see if
I want a Kool-Aid man through the wall, but they told me it's not possible.
No, it's not. Because you're too wide to fit through the studs.
Gio, nothing's impossible.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Michael, you just want me to see if one of them can film for us? Or?
Well, that, and I want you to talk to them and see if they're ready for us and knock that wall down.
I want to hang one of these on the wall for motivation.
Yeah, you can do that. So Gio bought me a set of throwing knives, which I put them somewhere, and I don't know what the hell I did
on the floor
them.
In your office next to his on-air light. No?
I actually like those.
Now we need them.
Yeah, no, I put them away in a safe spot, and I can't remember where the hell I put them. They might be next door in the gun room. But anyway,
maybe we should use the knives first. Let's compromise the integrity of the wall before we attempt
to
run.
You are so not fun.
Yeah. I'm 130 pounds, Gio. What do you want from me?
Check it and see if
all the cool stuff we want to do, you're trying to ruin.
I'm not trying to ruin anything.
What did I do with them, Gio?
I don't know.
I probably put them next door in the other room. But yeah. Anyway, Gio, when he gave me the throwing knives, printed out pictures. He printed out one of Spanish, one of Carmen. This, I think, is one of Carmen's best pictures she ever took.
Yeah?
She looks older, but she looks like a classy woman.
She looks
woman.
Younger to me there.
Well, she looks like, hi, I'm an independent woman.
Yeah,
achieve success on my own.
That looks like, I do the weather at News Channel 8.
This is one of the hottest pictures of Carmen. It's where she looks sexy in a dunce cap.
Oh, yeah.
No.
This was Mitch Fatel because he was in the studio with us.
Adorable.
He gave me the knives. And then a picture of Gallagher. So, I mean, you guys feel free to hang the pictures up there for motivation.
They're getting us some protective eyewear.
Oh, come on. This is
just in case. You already have protective
safety
eyewear.
Safety first, man.
Yeah, I agree. I am happily accepting the eyewear.
Safety last.
Fun first.
Fun police.
I'm not
fun first. You know what would be great, Joe, if we had a GoPro?
Well, we got one right here.
Where is it?
Does it work?
Yeah.
Now's your time to shine, like filming stuff, and you failed miserably.
Is it hooked up, Joe?
It's hooked up to my hand.
I don't know what that means.
Do you have the card?
I bought the card.
He's got the card. Mike's gave him the card.
I bought the card. It has been over a month.
Oh, yep.
Months. It's well over a month.
Well over.
Yeah, everything you're saying is over a month. I said over a month, and you're saying 2 months. That's over a month.
Good point, Gavin. Good point. All right, so what are we doing? We're waiting for we don't need safety.
I mean, I think they said that they're ready for us to, you know.
All right, well, open the door and go out there, and let's see. Hold on, I'm going to go.
Will that mic go out there?
Maybe. It might, actually, yeah.
I'm going to go live from Instagram.
I'm going to turn this microphone up, Michael.
You all right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Don't turn it up too loud.
I mean, not my microphone.
Here.
Yeah, we don't want to hear
you. Here, here's the mic.
I'm going to take this one.
Put it hanging over the couch.
Joe, you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, he's coming. He's part of the...
There's still things coming from the ceiling.
What?
Oh.
There's still things coming down from the ceiling.
What do you mean it's coming down from the ceiling?
Here, oh, Jesus. Try that.
I don't know if that's... is it on? Check it one
below.
Safety
last.
Yeah,
safety last.
Safety right. last.
Give me it.
If you go to...
Turn it off.
Instagram.com/TheMikeCaldisShow is a good picture of Gallagher on there right now, but we're waiting for everybody to join. There's hundreds of people watching now.
Is there really?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yes. Yesterday I did this in Burt. We had like thousands of people. Here we go. All right. You want to just drape it over the... You taking it out on that side?
Oh, good.
Oh, that's
smart.
Right.
Smart. Okay. What's wrong, Joe?
Nothing.
Here you go, Joe.
You
left over the... Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
It's my work laptop.
He kicked over Stannis' laptop.
Come on.
What?
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I don't know what all this fuddling is going around.
I think that Spanish is probably going to do best because he every morning has to get into a super tight shirt. So I would figure he'd be able to fit right through.
He's used probably, to fighting his way through material. Yeah.
Difficult.
These poor guys, this is their job, and they're like, these idiots. Why are you holding a weapon, Spanish? I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
He's asking if you're allowed to use weapons.
Are we allowed to use hammers?
I mean, I don't...
No?
First, you should punch through.
Oh, yeah.
And the first person that punched through wins, and then you can hammer it up. Let me know when you guys are ready. All right. Close that door, Joe. The only time I want to see anybody come through is through the wall.
And you took the TV down, right?
The TV's on Look Carmen. If you look on Instagram.com, I'm doing it live right now.
Okay.
And, all right, Spanish? Hold on. Spanish!
Hey, go with him.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I told you first.
I just want to tell him not to curse. Hold on. No! Hold on. Why are they hitting it with a hammer?
No, you got to go to the other side.
Oh, that's where the outlet's at.
Hold on.
They're the worst.
Spanish!
They really are the worst.
Spanish!
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Come in here. Why are you hitting it with a hammer?
No.
That was your body?
That was him.
Oh, wow. What? Oh, wait, hold on. I want to let you know that I can hear you guys loud and clear, so no F-bombs. Tell the other guys, nobody curse, and then let me know. And then, now, hold on. Now, my idea was that all three of you go at the same time and see who comes through first.
Well, I think Joe's, he's forfeited his...
No, I'm not forfeiting. I'm shooting right now.
Why are you quitting, Joe?
I'm not quitting. I'm not a quitter.
You would... Then put your goddamn phone down and
tell
let's
him to
do this.
Give one of the other guys his phone so we can have it.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. The other guys are filming too. Joe's just being. That's not close. Whoa!
Oh my God!
Who came through?
Oh my God!
I wasn't even starting yet, and you came through the wall.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right, here comes Joe.
Go on this side.
Oh, it hurt. Give me that.
Wow, that was Gio right there.
Oh, it really hurt.
Did he punch it?
No, I think he ran through shoulder-wise.
Oh.
Go right in the center.
Okay.
All right. Nothing happened. Nothing happened on this side of the wall.
There you go.
Nothing at all.
Did Gio knock the drywall down?
Yeah. Look at that. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Oh. Gio?
Who's going, Joe?
Hey, you didn't put block wall there for your TV, did he? Oh, man, it really hurt.
Get in there, bro.
Gio's
get in
bad
there.
Shape, man.
You're a man.
Now, did they try kicking it yet?
Oh, look at that.
It's my turn. I'm coming in.
All right, good luck.
All right, you ready?
No.
Here it comes. Why are you all in the same spot?
Oh, no.
That was bad. I hit the stud.
Hold on. I got Spanish. Spanish.
Dude.
Come in here. Come in here a second.
He smashed right into the stud.
Well, why aren't you listening? Where's Gio? I need to see how Gio's doing.
Gio, that's him.
Is he through the wall?
Yeah.
Right, what did you run with?
My body.
Look what you did.
Oh, yeah.
You almost came through. Wait. Look at me.
I
can
win.
Somebody run through here, this end?
So, this is Joe, this is Spanish, and this is me right here. Oh, my gosh.
But they all look like they're running through your spot.
They're not. My spot, obviously, I'm the winner.
All right, try it. Oh, here comes Joe. Here comes. You can do it, Joe. He's almost through.
He's going to hurt himself.
Yes, I hope he gets stuck in the wall.
Oh, my God.
There's electrical right there.
Shh.
Am I through?
Not yet. One more.
You got it, Joe.
Punch through it like a man.
So Joe's glasses and his head just...
I knocked my glasses off.
I can't see you through the wall yet, Joe.
Oh, you look...
You're not through the wall.
Hold on.
You are not through the wall,
Joe. Now, did
Joe.
Spanish give up? Is Spanish done doing it?
No, he's next. He's next.
Okay.
Tell Spanish not to go yet.
Here, you want the safety goggles? Safety first.
But doesn't it look like there a creepy go. Man's in the wall?
Thank four.
There is.
Here we go.
You got
here
this, go. Joe.
Come on, there's hundreds of people watching. Oh, there he is. Hi, Joe. This is like the Walk This Way video. Hi. Hi, how you doing, buddy? All right, it's best for everybody. All right, Spanish, you're up next in the middle.
Yeah, definitely touch that insulation a lot, Joe.
How you feeling, Joe? You all right?
I'm good.
All right.
Got my exercise today.
Now, where's Spanish going? In the middle of those two?
Going in the middle.
All right. Nope. Run it through. Wow. Gio and Joe are outshining you.
Come on.
I mean, Gio did it in one try.
It looks like a dinosaur egg hatching.
The truth is Gio ran through the part shoulder. I broke on the other side.
You softened it up for him?
Yeah. I mean, I literally put a hole in the wall. Here comes Spanish. Oh, you're almost through. There he is, through. All right, this is it. Wouldn't it be great April Fool's if they were like, hey, whoa! There you go, folks.
This is it. You can get stuck between two studs.
Wouldn't that be great if Joe got stuck in the wall and we had to just build a wall around him?
Mm-hmm. He's through.
Who's that? Who's that? Gio? Gio's through. Everybody stick your head through the holes.
All right. I need to make my hole bigger.
Yeah. No, you're all right, Joe. Just take your little head.
There's insulation, Michael.
This is Gio. Gio through one.
He's probably going to... I don't think he's supposed to inhale this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's actually edible.
Joe becomes an Edgar Allan Poe story.
Right. You just stuck in the wall. What's he putting through?
Michael, can you see me?
I can't, Spanish.
You guys, stick your head. Tell them to stick their heads through like caught them. You're a big game hunter, and they're mounted on your wall.
Yeah, yeah. Put your head through like we hunted you and mounted you on the wall. Oh, look at Joe's through. I mean, honestly, if I had to give out awards, I would go Gio... Joe and Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Joe's hole is much bigger.
And Joe's hole is bigger and better, but Gio got through first.
Come on, tell Spanish to put his
stupid
head
through. Where's
your head?
We're waiting on you, Spanish. Can you put it through?
No.
We'll make it bigger.
You can.
I'm yelling like he can hear me.
Galvin's not very happy with the fact that you can't get your head through, Spanish. What? There you go. There you go. There you go. Yeah. It took a real man to do it.
Yeah.
All right, heads through. Heads through. Here we go.
Pap's hole is huge.
Yeah, he made it. He's a champion.
He said the same thing about you.
There you go. Beautiful job. Okay, that's enough now. Now you're going to end up getting hurt, and this is certainly not covered under my homeowner's insurance. So. Oh, boy. All right, thank you to the Templar guys for... you know, playing along with her.
I pay well for you to do this.
Yeah. Idiocy. All right, Galvin?
Yes?
I don't know if you're prepared for it, but if we can take a break here and we come back, maybe we can play a little Who's Tweet or something along those lines?
I believe we could do something along those lines.
We'll take a quick break. We'll clean up the dust. If you didn't watch it, you can go watch this video. I'm going to put it up Instagram.com/TheMikeCalta Show. You can go watch it there, and I think a lot of it was on Bone TV. So it's a Mike Calta Show. But,
oh, you know, my God. Does he not know that it's a microphone?
No, he doesn't know it. Thunderhand over there. It's a Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most...